Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Hor Yis Daf Beis, Hor Yis 2a, pagination is 3. We have the privilege of starting one of the shortest Masechtas in Shas, the Masechta of Hor Yis, dealing with different rulings which are issued. So our Mishnah begins, Horu Bez Din La'avar Al-Achas Mikol Mitzvahs Hu'amuras B'Torah. If Bez Din issued a ruling that is actually, in retrospect, a violation of one of the mitzvahs that's written in the Torah. The concept that Bez Din can make a mistake is very down-to-earth and very Jewish. We believe that Hashem granted Torah to Moshe to give to the Jewish people. Lo bashamayim hi. Our job is not to ask for prophecy on each case as to how we should learn. Ki lekach tov nasati lochem. Hashem says, I gave you this gift called Torah, and you have to, through integrity, understand what Torah demands and rule on different cases. And the ramification of that model is that sometimes these human beings could make a mistake. We have, for example, the case of Zaken Mamre, the elder who knows better, and he contradicts the Beis Din. He's claiming that his ruling is more correct. But we have a mitzvah to follow the words of the Beis Din. Now, the actual case that we're dealing with here is specific, a case of kares, a case of, as Rashi tells us in Chumash, the Beis Din HaGadol, the great Sanhedrin. But by extension, we could extrapolate this to all kinds of cases, and indeed the Gemara discusses many and the Poskim discuss others. What would happen if it wasn't the Beis Din of 71? What would happen if it was a Beis Din of 3? And they issue a ruling, and that ruling would appear to be binding, and people acted upon that ruling, and then it turned out that their ruling was mistaken for whatever reason. Either mistaken because it turns out, for example, they allow a woman, based on their research, to remarry. They think her husband is dead. And then it turns out that he walks in months or years later very much alive. Or it becomes clear from further research that that's not the Torah view on this issue. They overlooked something. Perhaps something as troubling as they forgot a pasuk in the Torah. They made a mistake. How is that handled? Specifically, our Mishnah is going to explore what kind of atonement will be necessary. Do we consider the person who did the offense as they listened, he or she listened to the Beis Din? Is that offense something that needs tshuva? Or the person turns around and says, I meant no harm. I thought I was doing a mitzvah. I was listening to the Beis Din, whom the Torah tells me I am to listen to. What do you want from me? And indeed, we'll see there are cases that the individual is not going to have to bring an atonement. The onus really rests on the Beis Din, on the court who issued the ruling. So again, the Mishnah says, Horu Beis Din la'avor al-achas mikol mitzvahs u'amuras b'torah. The Beis Din issued a ruling that violates one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. V'holach hayochid, and an individual went, v'osa shogei galpiyem, and he acted accidentally based on their ruling, bein sha'asu v'osa imohen, whether they did it and he did it with them, bein sha'asu v'osa acharehem, whether they did it and he did it afterwards, bein sha'lo asu v'osa, where they never acted on their ruling and he did. Potter. He's absolved of bringing an atonement karban. Mipnei Shatala Bevezdin, because he was relying on the Bezdin, and the discussion of this originates in Chumash, Parshas Vayikra, Perek Dalid, Pasuk Yud Gimel, with a description of the Sanhedrin making a mistake, the individual acting, and it's the Sanhedrin that has to bring the atonement. There is another section in Parsha Shlach, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Chaf Beis, that deals with the specific case of if they made a mistake regarding Avodah Zarah, idol worship, and that has its own dedicated set of passages. The Mishnah continues. Horu Bezdin, if Bezdin ruled, V'yada Echad Mehen Shata'u, and one of the people on the Bezdin knew that they were making a mistake. O Talmud V'hu Ra'i Lehora'a, or a student, and he was fitting to be a judge. V'holach V'asa Alpien, and even though they knew the ruling was mistaken, they went ahead and acted upon that ruling. Bein sha'asu va'asa imahim, whether the Bezdin did and he did it with them. Bein sha'asu va'asa achareim, whether they did and he did it afterwards. In other words, it's like a done deal. This is new Jewish law. Bein shalo asu va'asa, or they did not do it, but he did it. They ruled, I'm allowed to do it. Hareza chayiv, this person is going to need atonement. He's not really relying on Bezdin. He knows that they're mistaken. The question is raised that if this person that we're discussing was on the Bezdin and he dissented, then the Bezdin did not have a unanimous mistaken ruling. And according to one approach, if it's not unanimous, the mistaken ruling doesn't meet the parameters of bringing this special atonement system. And the answer, as the Rambam presents it, is that we're dealing with a case where he acquiesced to the ruling, and therefore the majority became the unanimous, it became a ruling of 71, because he nods, because he agrees, but he knows that it's a mistaken ruling. And we have to draw that balance because he has to be part of it, agreeing in order to get the unanimous ruling. On the other hand, he seems to know better, and it turns out that he's right. And he never should have acted upon it. He should have waited till they revisited and resolved the mistake. Zeh haklal, this is indeed the rule. Hatola ba'atzmo chayiv, if he's relying on himself, on his own decision, that he's allowed to rely on a bezdin that's mistaken, so then he's going to be in need of atonement. Ve'atola bevezdin potter, but someone through their legitimate ignorance relies on bezdin. That's what we're trained to. You ask a shayla, you get an answer, you're allowed to do whatever you're told you're allowed to do. Potter, such a person, the individual, is absolved, does not need atonement, and it is the Bezdin that's required to do the atonement system. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.